ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 12 and Text number 31 goes like this. Tadadundubhayo nendumudangapanavadaya gandharva mukhya prajuguhu petuhu kusum vrushtaya. At that time drums and kettle drums resounded from the sky. The chief Gandharvas began to sing and other demigods showered flowers like torrents of rain upon Dhruv Maharaj. Today is number 32. Saha cha swalokam arokshan sunitin janani dhruvaha Anvasmarat agam hitva dinam yasye trivishtapam sacha swarlokam araksham sunitim janani dhruvah anvasmaradanga hitva dinam yasti trivishtapam sacha swarlokam arokshan sunitim jananim dhruvah anvasmaradanga hitva dinam yasi trivishtapam sacha swarlokam arokshan sunitim jananim dhruvah anvasmaradanga hitva dinam yasi trivishtapam Saha, he, cha, also, swahalokam, to the celestial planet, arakshan, about to ascend, sunitim, suniti, jananim, mother, dhruvah, dhruv maharaj, anvasmarat, immediately remembered angam difficult to attain hitva living behind dinam poor yasye I shall go trivishtapam to the Vaikuntha planet translation and purport by his divine grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Dhruva was seated in a transcendental airplane which was just about to start when he remembered his poor mother Suniti. He thought to himself, how shall I go alone to the Vaikuntha planet and leave behind my poor mother? Dhruva had a feeling of obligation to his mother Suniti. It was Suniti who had given him the clue which had now enabled him to personally carry to Vaikuntha planet by the associates of Lord Vishnu. He now remembered her and wanted to take her with him. Dhruva actually Dhruva Maharaj's mother Suniti was Pathapradarshak Guru. Pathapradarshak Guru means the guru or the spiritual master who shows the way. Such a guru is sometimes called Siksha Guru. Although Narad Muni was his Diksha Guru, initiating spiritual master, Suniti, his mother, was the first who gave him instruction on how to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the duty of the Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru to instruct the disciple in the right way, and it depends on discipline to execute. It depends on the disciple to execute the process. According to the Shastric injunction, there is no difference between Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, and generally the Siksha Guru later on becomes Diksha Guru. Suniti, however, being a woman and specifically his mother, could not become Dhruva Maharaj's Diksha Guru. Still he was not less obliged to Suniti. There was no question on carrying Narad Muni to Vaikuntha Loka, but Dhruva Maharaj thought of his mother. Whatever plan the Supreme Personality of God had contemplated immediately fructifies. Similarly, a devotee who is completely dependent on the Supreme Lord can also fulfill his wishes by the grace of the Lord. The Lord fulfills his wishes independently, but the devotee fulfills his wishes simply by being dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, as soon as Dhruva Maharaj thought of his poor mother, he was assured by the associates of Vishnu and Suniti was also going to Vaikuntha Loka in another plane. Dhruva Maharaj had thought that he was going alone to Vaikuntha, leaving behind his mother, which was not very auspicious because people would criticize him for going alone to Vaikuntha Loka and not carrying with him Suniti, who had given him so much. But Dhruva also considered that he was not personally the Supreme. Therefore, if Krishna fulfilled his desire, only then it would be possible. Krishna could immediately understand his mind, and he told Dhruva that his mother was also going with him. This incident proves that a pure devotee like Dhruva Maharaj can fulfill all his desires by the grace of the Lord. He becomes exactly like the Lord, and thus whenever he thinks of anything, his wish is immediately fulfilled. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadandigam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Such a Swarloka Marokshan Sunitim Jananim Dhruva Anvasparadangam Hitvadinam Yasitri Vishtapam. Dhruva was seated in the transcendental airplane which was just about to start when he remembered his poor mother Suniti. He thought to himself, how shall I go alone to the Vaikuntha planet and leave behind my poor mother? Mm-hmm. So, in the path of our devotional service, whomever we have come along, who inspired us to take up this path, whether it is Vartma Pradarshak Guru or the path showing spiritual master. A spiritual master is the one who speaks about or tells or instructs about the ultimate aim of life, going back home, back to Godhead. So whether it is coming in the mouth of an acquaintance, or such instructions may come by simply hearing in the assembly, or even during the discussion amongst each other, if some inspired conversation brings us to point to surrender the Supreme Personality more, everyone is called Guru. Therefore, only one business amongst the devotees should be Jare Dikhatare Kaha Kaha Kun Krishna Upadesh. Or Parasparam Bodhentas Chammam Nityam Tastantucha Ramantucha. The devotee has no other business but to discuss Krishna Katha and help each other to become more Krishna conscious, advanced. So we see that everyone is obliged to such instructing personalities who have come, and we should always appreciate. Even sometimes it is told that the silent association of the devotees may also teach us something about his behavior, which is inspiring us to advance in devotional service. So we must be obligated to them. An obligation is thus levied upon every devotee. So therefore, proper etiquette should be executed. Here simply, Dhruva Maharaj is not remembering his mother out of bodily conception of or the attachment to the body. Dhruva Maharaj remembered her, that she was the first one to give me the instruction, even though it may not be in detail, or it may not be even given with a shastric proof or verification, but yet the instruction helped him to make an effort to fulfill his desires. Now, as far as the desires are concerned, these desires are never to go. The Mayavadis or impersonalists may say that you have to kill your desires to attain the Supreme, the position, or become Godly. This is Mayavadi function, and impersonalist. You know, they don't consider, both are not only atheist, but one is an offender to the Supreme. So, the notion that you are not obligated, once you become knowledgeable about the absolute truth of your being, therefore there is no parampara, there is no appreciation of the previous acharyas in their life. It's completely an absurd situation which is disqualifying them to be considered. So a student wants to remain obligated to the instructions given. These instructions should be, however, in alignment with the Guru Sadhu Shastra. And everybody has to play the role in each other's life to inspire. So This is the most important function of a devotee in community living. Prabhupada wanted such communities spread all around. The other communities to establish the Varnashram system, Devi Varnashram system, is the secondary aspect. But the devotional aspect is the prime, predominant aspect, and everybody should become obligated. It's not that by accident we are here. We are here through the potency of the holy name and its efficacy that was conveyed to us through the mouth of devotees. We may consider them pure or not pure. It should not be our concern. But rather, we should become obligated. So in one sense, a devotee is not becoming a devotee by his own qualification. What we are but nothing made up of mercy of our fellow devotees. The mercy comes from the holy name uttered by them or given the instructions in the form of Markpradarshak gurus. There can be many. But Diksha Guru can be one. Siksha Guru can be so many. So, even if we are, if somebody has shown us some path for the initial onset, we have to be obligatory to him too. But at the same time, when we became wayward, somebody else is trying to push us and inspire us, so we may go. So that's also all right. He is also Markpradarshak. So the idea is that the dependency for our success is on the instructions of the spiritual masters. Gurun. Gurun is always plural. But one is obligated for the best exemplary actions to guide how to monitor him, guide him throughout the life. That personality, he can establish a relationship on the deeper aspects. Nonetheless, for the instructions also, the relations can be developed. But it's all for the same spiritual purpose. No other purpose. So here we see that Dhruva Maharaj is remembering his mother. Because by her grace, he thought that he is obligated, that he has obtained the result of Trivishtapam. Trivishtapam here is translated as Vaikuntha planets, the highest. But what happens in Vaikuntha planet? All his desires have to be fulfilled. There are four kinds of liberation desired by the devotee to go to Vaikuntha planet. So these desires are intricate part of the living entity. They cannot be killed. But they can be always fulfilled. So it is nothing wrong that, oh Prabhu, I have this desire. Can it be fulfilled in Krishna consciousness? Yes. The process has been given. If a devotee is totally dependent upon Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Krishna will fulfill his desire. But Lord Krishna is so independent that he independently bestows his mercy and fulfills the desire, even without expressing these desires. Krishna doesn't have to be prayed for because he is sitting the nearest in the heart along with the living entity. So it's the language of desires only that is required. But the prayers are required, mental contemplation, verbal, spoken eulogies of the high acclaimed choices, verses. And the surrender requires total execution with the action of pure devotional service. So by mind, words and activities, he has to express the desire. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Paramatma, who is sitting in the heart of every living entity, is in direct communication. He knew, or he knows already, what the desires this living entity is. Doesn't need an expression. So, when out of his own causeless mercy, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants to fulfill the desire of devotee, it doesn't require the expression of the desire. So therefore, Krishna remains independent to fulfill his desire. But a devotee, on the other hand, can also fulfill his desire by following in the principles of regulated devotional service, and thus at last surrender by mind, words and action. So both are fulfilling ways. You have to wait, oh, I know, Krishna knows in my heart what my desire is. I don't have to worship him or pray him, nothing. So, let me go on and he will fulfill. Nonetheless, he fulfills the desire. It may take a long time to draw the attention because probably the devotee is not speaking out of pure consciousness. Rather, a false ego may be dictating. So he has to wait along. So other way, a devotee is given an option. Okay? Advance in the process of surrendering and draw the attention of Krishna. Who draws the attention? Krishna draws the attention of the devotee, or devotee draws the attention of Lord Krishna? Who would you trust? Who would you trust? You can trust only your own efforts. So, the gurus are always there to clarify the situation, so can guide the devotee correctly and push him at which stage he is. He's supposed to monitor. He's the monitor. If the guru doesn't monitor the advancement of his disciple, then where is the obligation? Here, Dhruva Maharaj is remembering the obligation. Because the principle, in the first place, what is the necessity to instruct about going back home, back to Godhead? Just to fulfill your desires. But if you are not sure, why would you speak? On your own, you do not. But Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, can make instrument anybody. And whether one is educated or not, one is having good resources or not. Suniti is said to be very poor because she was an outcast queen. Nonetheless, she was pious and she spoke exactly the remedy for Dhruva's dilemma to fulfill his desires. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Akamava sarvakamahi moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. Whether you have no desires or you don't want to express your desires, let Krishna know my desire. Okay? Akamava sarvakamahi. Oh Krishna, I need this, I need that. And other one say, oh, I'm fed up with this material world, let me be liberated. Everything, whether no expression, expression, or become a demanding, or out of demand, what you have to do. All the way the desires can be fulfilled, but if that devotional service become intensified, tivrena bhakti yogena yajas purusha. Tivra bhakti. For Krishna, he doesn't care whether he is eulogizing. What is in his heart, he knows. He knows. So regardless, he is going to make arrangement, whether we speak up or not. Dhruva Maharaj, well, spoke up because he got rebuked by his stepmother. He was a son of a king, and the royal blood was challenged. See Dhruva's lineage. The grandfather was Manu Maharaj. And this is in the onset of creation, the initial aspect. What kind of power in expression of desire would be? So, even at the age of 5, such a stubborn desire led through, not in the helpless condition, but with a determination. A determined person is not helpless. He is a 5-year-old child. But we rear our children in so much dependency that they cannot decide for themselves at this young age. This is Kali Yuga. Our children are weak in making a determined effort. But 5-year-old kid, either Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj, they were exalted because they were determined. Access to the spiritual instructions by Narad Muni fostered this determination to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't see any desire in comparison ever expressed by Prahlad Maharaj. Both were 5-year-old kids. But Dhruva Maharaj, on the other extreme, expressed so many desires. He wanted the kingdom greater than his father's. Dhruva Maharaj's descendant have kingdom, the Manu Maharaj's descendant have the expansion of kingdom, the whole universe. This was their kingdom. And Dhruva thought, I want bigger kingdom than my father. It should be strong. And he was bent upon. So his royal blood was challenged. Didn't care for anything. But he seemingly did not know what to do. So he came to his mother as if an ordinary boy, crying for such an insult. Suruchi was telling Dhruva that his desire for sitting in the lap of his father can only be fulfilled if in the next life becomes his son, her son. Hmm? That is not acceptable. I want now. Don't tell me. And I want to achieve now. So, Dhruva was confronted right in the childhood, and he was led to his mother, gave the practical instruction that she heard that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead can fulfill. And Dhruva took it as factual, not taken for granted, but factual. How to? Go to jungle. I heard that by austerities. And Dhruva said, I can do. Determined. Nishchaya. He had enthusiasm, he had determination, and he has all patience. Sometimes we try to compare our kids with Dhruva. Oh, this is not applicable. It's not applicable, we say. Because we have read our children in total dependency. Oh, you can't do, you go wayward. Like that. But there was nobody. Suniti was helpless herself. But the important help that came from her is the right path to make an effort. So Dhruva took it factual. He did not doubt her mother. In fact, in Satya Yuga, the Markpradarshak Gurus were also very, very, very potent because they were less Mayavadis. They have to depend upon the nature. There were no modern conveyances or artificial needs of the person. No advertisement, nothing. So there was lesser influence of Maya. It was Satya Yuga anyway. But nonetheless, without much enticement of advertisement, Dhruva had to go to fulfill his desires. So we see the two aspects of fulfillment of the desires, which has been explained here, that Krishna, out of his sweet will, knowing what is in the heart of the devotee, can fulfill the desires. That is his independent choice. And on other behalf, the devotee who is totally dependent upon Krishna, by performing faithful devotional service, can also fulfill the desires. So both are fulfilling desires in their own way. So therefore the word is used that the devotee acts like Krishna, as if, because Krishna is the ultimate source of fulfilling the desire. So devotional service fulfills the desires. Devotional service fulfills the desires. Krishna bhakti karile sarva karma krita hoy. Krita hoy means all the fulfillment of the desires will be there. Krita. Guaranteed. Say it is done. That is devotional service. Krishna bhakti karile. Not Shiva bhakti karile. But Krishna bhakti karile sarva karma krita hoy. श्रद्धा शब्द सुदृढ़ विश्वास कर निश्चय, सुदृढ़ विश्वास कर निश्चय, निश्चय मीन्स डिटर्मिनेशन. वी आर इन द लुकवर्म सिचुएशन, वी हैव फ्लक्चुएटिंग निश्चय डिटर्मिनेशन. इट चेंजेस विद द वेदर, isn't it? Our devotional service fluctuates. We are so much dependent upon the external circumstances, you know. So, the instructions are there in achieving or fulfilling the desires. They are none different as far as achievement is concerned, whether it comes through the spiritual or anti-material way or material. Many a times we see or we anticipate that when Krishna is merciful, then all of a sudden showers of mercy will be there in form of material offenses. They say in Hindi, jab Bhagwan deta hai to chappar phaad ke deta hai. Chappar yana ki the sky. The sky will break loose and shower all the mercy, you know, in the material form. People anticipate that kind of mercy. But simple instruction coming from the mouth of a Mark Pradarshak Guru is not considered much as mercy. This is spiritual mercy. That shows that who is the ultimate giver, whether spiritual or material. What do you want? Everything will be fulfilled. But people don't have faith because they have miserly heart. Many sakam bhaktas, you know, they anticipate material acquisition is the only mercy to be counted. Other mercy, well, we don't have faith. That's why. So again, even though if it is sakam and the devotees get opulence, yet they are obligated to the instructing or path showing spiritual master. In any case, understanding such instructions, however so simple one may, we may tend to forget, but nonetheless, our obligation remains. So when we get matured, advanced in devotional service, we remember every bit of that personality who have entered in our life to remain obligated by our proper conduct. That is Vaishnava. He is my superior. He is my superior. Everybody is my superior. I am their servant. In comparative way, we say, oh, he was the one to tell, but he's in the same situation. Come. No, no. That is not a devotee's lookout. It is by his mercy that what am I today? So that is the obligation. Otherwise, we are not advanced. We will never be able to advance. The secret of our advancement is in Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadaha. We are supposed to offer all respects to others without anticipation of any respect for ourselves. So, that is the nature of spiritual world. We should remain bereft of the false ego. It should be smashed sooner the better. So a devotee might have to go through so many so-called trying circumstances which might be against his desire of even service attachment. Attachment to the service in the temple. If some superior say, please stop this service and take up another one. Oh, I was a high-grade pujari, this, and now I'm totally unappreciated. They want to put me to wash the pots. How would you take it? It's injustice. Is it? Or there is a lot of politics going on? Or is it any other reason which are... No. An introspective devotee takes as a mercy. Thank you, Prabhu. At least I'm a little relieved. Change. Attachment will not allow us to advance. The spiritual attachment is required, but the physical attachment, they need to be curbed because it has a tendency to generate into material conception. It will keep us in neophyte state. Keep us in neophyte state. Even a pujari does not take the instruction. The mechanical offering will not reach to Krishna. He has to exhibit the humility in all respects and convey the feelings and offerings of people to the deity. But the attachment to the deity worship will not be fructified if he is not basically a preacher. Convey the message of the Supreme, prove that the Lord is non-different from his deity form. So many services are required. So, because basically he is a Brahman, he must know the Brahman, he must convey. He is a guru. One must fulfill that service is obligatory to Lord Krishna's desire. After all, everyone is given opportunity to surrender to the Supreme through each other, help of each other. It's a mutual thing. It's a society. It's not a loner's paradise. Krishna consciousness movement or ISKCON is not a loner's paradise. Oh, I was so tired of the society outside. I have taken refuge. But here is also a society. And the grilling will be there. So how we develop our character as a devotee, and we must remain obligated to each other. That is the means of interaction or our association. Association should not be given up. It is on the terms of obligation for each other. We should stick together. That is spiritual. I am obligated to you. That's why I am hanging around you. I want to serve you. You are my master. You have helped me. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yes?
I have two questions, actually. First one is, you say we are obligated to the one who shows us like the way, right? To the first guru. So my question is, how do we pay him or try to pay him? How do we, you know?
Not bribing. That's bribing is also a kind of payment.
No, I mean, not. How do we act? I mean, how do we
serve him? And serve always favorably. Don't serve a devotee to impose obligation upon him. You are serving the devotee not that you want to oblige him, but his internal development will say, yes, you helped me, I'm obliged to you. So not with an intention of obliging somebody that we serve. Service is without any tag attached, no attachment.
And the second question was, we see Dhruv Maharaj, he's like, he's grateful to his mom because she showed him the way. So what will be the reason? Because the same thing happens to Prahlad Maharaj, because he asked Nrisimhadev to liberate his father. So what will be the reason, and how could we have a practical application in our life?
We do not read about Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, but we read that Nrisimhadev benedicted Prahlad Maharaj. You know, that you don't have to ask this benediction so separately. You know, after all, his father. And similarly, the mother will also be taken into same consideration. They are all his part and parcels, right? So, when Krishna has killed his father, he doesn't have to ask separately the benediction, right? But Prahlad Maharaj always considered somebody else besides him that needs the mercy of the Lord, you know? So, Narasimha Bhagwan, you know, told that actually a pure devotee liberates. In 21 generation in which he has taken birth. So mother is generally the responsible, obligated relation for a child. And Prahlad Maharaj was pure devotee. It is automatic that she has also gone back home, back to Godhead. Even without mention. Here is a mention. So, what's the difference? The principle says the same thing. But we should be obligated to our parents. We should also help them to get liberated. That is obligation. Obligation to Krishna, sarvatmanaya sharanam saranyam, gato mukundam pariritta kritya. As far as the body is concerned, even body is so dependent on others that for proper conduct of the body we have to get instructions from the devatas, rishis, and to daily maintain the body we have to become a consumer depending upon a merchant, the supplier, this and that. So devarshi bhuta aptandranam pitrunam I am Kinkarochana Narpatin Charajan. We are obligated to all these living entities in the society, right from the Swargaloka all the way to down, even the servants whom we are getting services. We are obligated. But that is a material obligation. But the spiritual obligation supersedes all obligations. So sarvatmanaye sharanam sharanyam. If one is spiritually obligated, the devotees are only spiritually obligated, not materially obligated. Gato mukundam parirutta krityam, because he has surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all other material obligations are nullified. The pious family always worship their parents, but then they give more importance to the worshipper of the predecessors, means Pitru Bhaktas are there. What about the original life-giving father, Lord Krishna? So, material obligations are not the real obligation. So there is a category of desire that is called Sakam Bhakta, where the devotee is worshipping the Supreme Transcendental Personality of Godhead with material obligation. And these people are so inclined, if you receive such Vaishnava, they are obsessed with this idea. Hey Prabhu, how are you? Oh, Thakurji ki kripa hai, upar wala bahut deta hai. He thinks that he is obligated because Krishna is fulfilling all his material desires. But where will be kripa, the mercy, counted when everything will be taken away? So we must be getting trained up right from the very beginning, you know. Get exhausted. Otherwise, everything is made up of mercy. We are so helpless. Without the mercy of Lord Krishna, even in the material form, we will not be able to endeavor for even so-called foolish happiness.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, what I understood from your class is that the association of devotees is very important, and after hearing the story of Dhruva Maharaj, what I understood that he actually the idea is that he does not perform tapasya in the association of devotees. So this seems little contradictory.
He didn't hear? He did lot of tapasya.
In the association of devotees.
But it doesn't matter. He had association of the instruction of Narada Muni, which is spiritual in nature. Association, after all, why do we associate with each other? For spiritual instruction. Not for so-called friendship. I owe that guy some 1,000 rupees. Can you help me? No, not for that obligation. Yes.
Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, actually it is like a means, technique. Again, Prabhupada using, I am feeling like that, excuse me first of all. Because earlier Prabhupada informed me, before I am coming to Krishna consciousness, I heard that chant 16 rounds and follow 4 regulative principles, I am sure that I will take you back to Godhead. Prabhupada given that type of promise. And when we entered into Krishna consciousness, many things Prabhupada told, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this, Vaishnava, many things.
Do you think, yeah. Was it not a condensed mercy and obligation to follow these four regulative principles of liberation and chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds? I mean, this is culminating in everything. But now you know in detail, not that it was not included in it.
Again, in this lesson also, what I am observing, you told that if we are dependent on 100% dependent on Krishna, then all desires will be fulfilled. Again, I am thinking that there is some trick, because after getting this stage, there will be no desire.
How a mother or a father, makes his child who is foolish to understand? By tricks. Tricks, no offense, okay? Yena tena prakarena manah Krishna niveshet. By hook or crook, get your mind absorbed in Krishna's mercy. That's Rupa Goswami's principle.
Maharaj, at the stage of 100% dependence, will there any desire?
Why not? The ultimate desire of all desire is to go back home, back to God. And when you have fulfilled those desires by going back home, back to God, there are no more desires. Means all desires and no desires have no difference. Only thing is remaining hankering if it is not fulfilled. We see here that we struggle, means we hanker. Why do we hanker? Because we don't have. We forgot. But we were there in association with Lord Krishna, having fulfilled. But the creeping of this enviousness of a separate enjoyment, we got into the mess. So naturally, we have to be tricked. What is the antidote of foolishness? Knowledge. Isn't it a trick? That knowledge is so much powerful that somehow or another it will make you understand by hook or crook. That's why philosophies are developed. They are bent upon proving the point. Krishna is the supreme reality, and it's not a matter of simply believing, but proving it. And devotional service can prove it. Pratyaksha avagmam dharmyam susukham kartam avyayam. No doubt. Isn't it? Everything is tricky, just to make somehow or another, make us understand and surrender by hook or crook. Hook means it's a trick to hook us up. And crook means chastisement, punishment, do whatever it is. Both are shikshas. Siksha. Siksha is main important, because in Siksha, either you punish or you give knowledge. So whichever one prefers to take, either you want to be a donkey or a smart student. Prabhupada always says there are two ways to learn. Learn by hearing is the best, and learn by your own experience. A donkey, an ass, understand by his own experience. He is called mudha. But shrutidha, listen and you will give. Take it. There is no third way. Scientists are mudha. They don't want to listen. You are better than this. You have come a long way. We have all come the long way. But we came through the mercy of devotees. So preach is, preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. And tricks means utilities as a principle, right? Yeah. Well-crafted tricks are called utilities. Well-planned preaching strategies are called utilities. Jai Jagat Goswami Prabhupada ki.